Want to gain an edge in international markets with foreign currency exchange? At Associated Bank, we've got you. We can assist you in obtaining or converting foreign currency and managing the exchange risk to your advantage. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm going to start off our conversation on the cost of borrowing right now and its impact on the economy. It's pretty expensive to borrow money right now, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, it definitely is having its effect, not only with existing clients and, you know, feeling that, you know, as they're now getting a full year worth of the higher rates running through, but on new business. And it's, you know, it's forcing us to look at things a little more conservatively, and it's forcing people to use a little less debt and a little more equity to get some deals done.
Talk to us a little bit more about that. When we say that it's costing the economy, you say it's impacting deals. What do you mean by that? What specifically is happening?
Well, as we're looking at companies, we look at the cash that's coming in from the cash flow generation versus the cash that is going out. And unless the cash coming in is growing considerably, we know that the cash going out is because of the interest rates. So we have to examine that to make sure that, you know, if we were providing a $10 million loan last week or last year, you know, that $10 million costs more today. And unless there's more cash coming in, you know, we need to be a lower number to make sure that that company can pay that back. So it's analyzing historical, but really looking at what that cost is going forward for the next, you know, 1 to 5 years.
So let's talk about the local economy, local businesses. Is this impacting local growth by companies?
We're still seeing growth. It's just not as robust growth as it was in 2021 and 2022. So is it impacting? It is. Is it returned to a more normal state like we saw in 2018, 2019, yes. That has been the vast majority of what we've seen with our local companies.
There's been a lot of reporting that perhaps the Fed and even some Fed officials have suggested that they may be done raising rates for now. That doesn't necessarily mean rates are going to come down quickly, but is there some sort of projection that you have about when we might see some easing?
Well, I think that every projection that's been made over the last 18 months has been wrong. And so I personally go on the longer side and think that we're going to be at these rates, maybe even a touch higher and then back down for the next 15 months. If we see any reduction in rates, it would be, in my opinion, towards the end of next year. But I just see us holding where we are for a little bit here.
One of the things that people have been watching very closely is the jobs market. The job market, we saw the economy add about 336,000 jobs in September, which is highlighting the concern that maybe the labor market isn't cooling as fast as the Federal Reserve would like. And so maybe that might mean another interest rate hike coming soon. Talk to us a little bit about the job market, not only nationally, but here in the Chicago area.
Yeah, that was definitely a surprise. I mean, albeit though, I mean, when we talk with clients, they are still looking for the right people to fill roles. So the jobs are out there. I think that wages have slowed. So when you kind of factor both in, we're getting to a more normalized level. But, you know, the headlines are of people getting layoff and that type of, you know, those type of things. And it is really good to see that jobs are continuing. I do think that will impact the interest rates, and that's why one of the reasons why I think it will stay at the level it is for a little while. But you'd have to think it's going to slow at some point here, but obviously, you know, we continue to go, which has been a good thing.
Are local companies still having trouble finding workers?
They're having trouble finding the right workers. Very specialized machinists or things like that. Those are the jobs that are harder. It is definitely not nearly what it was in 2021, where roles are filled and even some businesses are, you know, paring back on folks as they maybe don't see the volumes that they saw. But the specialists are still really difficult to find, and that's where we've seen our companies focus.
Can we tell anything about where the economy is at or where it's going from the stock market? We've seen October surprisingly be pretty good for trading on Wall Street.
I wish I knew the answer to that question. I don't. It can be really difficult, in my opinion, to tell. I mean, the stock market's had a really nice week, yet we just talked about some of the things that might be negative, like rates staying up. So I think it goes to the core fundamentals of the businesses. And are they growing their cash flow? And whether that's from less expenses or lower debt levels or truly from growth. So I do think that that shows that the fundamentals of the businesses, the majority of businesses, are very strong. That's what I take from the stock market and the recent run-up.
I heard an economist say the other morning that we now have geopolitical headwinds. That usually means something bad is happening in the world that could impact the economy, not only on the national level, but the local level. And, of course, everybody's referring to what's happening in the Middle East. How soon, if at all, do we see that perhaps impacting the economy?
I don't know, Steve. I follow the experts just like you do. It's hard to say. I think that it impacts, you know, what we do day to day, whether that's business or just personal. And so will it impact the businesses and when? I don't really know what to say, but is it having an impact? It absolutely is having an impact.
All right, Adam, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. Always enjoy it, Steve. If people want to get a hold of me, they can call my phone at 312-544-4511.
All right, Adam. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Steve.